It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
After he lost a bid for a re-election, City Councilman Walter Barrick Jr. of Danville, Virginia, filed a campaign expense account of $79.81. The final entry was 62 cents for aspirin. And every mother knows which side the bread is buttered on. Yeah, the side the kids drop on the kitchen floor. Because his vehicle was getting low on gas, R.J. Burns stopped at a service station in Cannonapolis, North Carolina, and said, "Please fill her up." Now, I will admit that there's nothing unusual about that, except that Burns was at the controls of a helicopter and not a car. And here's one. An editor received a story from one of his reporters about the theft of 2,025 pigs from one farmer near Van Horn, Texas. Curious about the large number, the editor called the farmer. "Are you the one who had 2,025 pigs stolen?" the editor said. "Yet, I sure am," replied the farmer. "Thanks," said the editor. Well, he rewrote the story to report the theft of 2 sows and 25 pigs. Oh, me. I don't guess you can win them all. By the way, that was a dad story. Then there's the true story of what happened up in Ohio. The residents of Bezetta Township waged war against a chicken farmer whose stock, they said, was rather smelly. They took their case to court, and while in court, they decided that they would satisfy themselves with this sign by the town limits. "Entering Stinkville. Population 72,000 stinking chickens. Unfit for human habitation." Finally, there was out in Longview, Texas, there was a policeman who read the note on the windshield of a car parked in a no-parking area. This is what it said. "I have circled this block 10 times, and I have an appointment and must keep it or lose my job. Forgive us our trespasses." Well, the officer wrote a note of his own and left it on the windshield. It read, "I have circled this block for 20 years. If I don't give you a ticket, I will lose my job. Lead us not into temptation." Finally, there was a case of Harry Price in Long Eaton, England, given only a few weeks to live when he received a disability discharge from the Army in 1917, he lived to be over 100 years of age. Now, all of that brings us around to the carpenter's way of life. People counted it out soon after it began. Down through the years, it has continued to live and grow, despite the fact that it was supposed to die. Back in the 1960s, one of the famous Beatles singing group repeated this tale that Christianity is on the way out. For 2,000 years, men have been dooming his way to death, but it continues to live. "On this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it." You know, I'm inclined to believe that he told the truth.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.